And I have been having Scooter Girl on the mind for a while. Mostly concerned about her calf. Wondering if, you know, she's walking one day, right? Say one day her scooter's in the shop, right? Her Razor scooter needs some WD-40 on a wheel or something, so she takes it into the shop. And so she's walking one day, right? Well, she's no longer designed for walking. She's designed for scooting. So she has one calf that is just way too large. It's like Popeye forearm, right?
Odd.
Meanwhile, the other is like a baby arm, you know? So it's just going to like snap under her. Wouldn't you think? So I've been worrying and I've been dreaming. I've just been concerned for her. But more importantly, I've been concerned with the fact that scooting about on a Razor scooter is something to be nicknamed for. You know what I mean? Like, it's such an odd behavior that you deserve a nickname for it. So when you really break it down to the human element here, what's wrong with the rest of us? What's stopping us from scooting around? It's obviously more efficient, quicker. She can fold the thing up and take it into class with her. She makes a very good point with that. Don't have to worry about chaining it up like you would a bike on campus. Yet she has been ostracized from the K-State community for scooting about. Maybe it is her veiny, muscular right calf, you know? But what's stopping the rest of us? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Groundbreaking show today. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we're all just too lazy to, like, go down to the gas station or just, like, go to school on one of those scooters. I think we just...
We're too lazy to even be lazy, is what you're saying.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. That's a good point. Every time, like, Chipotle is just a couple blocks from my house, and it'll be a gorgeous day, and I'll still drive down there. You know?
Sir?
Well, I just want to maximize my... It's not necessarily being lazy. I just want to maximize my time, Jerri-Ann.
Yeah, but then you don't have to find
a parking
spot.
I got things to do, Jerri-Ann.
But you take that time by looking for a parking spot.
No, I don't.
Whatever.
Chipotle parking spot's magically always open for me. Isn't that nuts? Yeah. So you don't think you'd ever do it, man?
I probably would, just because I don't like to be lazy. I don't like to be a couch potato. But,
yeah.
I mean, I'm driving right now, so...
Yeah, see...
I'm not...
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was
going to say that my main problem with anything like that, starting an activity like that, or if I were to start wearing fancy clothing all the time, it's my you have to leave the city you live in rule. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to go somewhere else and reinvent yourself as the guy that can do that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I just can't suddenly start going around, you know, and looking super preppy and having a Razor scooter around my shoulder. People will think I've gone off the deep end. But if I go to a new town, you know?
Yeah.
See? It's one of those... One of those life-changing events. You have to almost be somewhere new. Does that make sense?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, it's pretty deep, yeah. Well, we appreciate the call, man.
Yep, no problem.
See you.
See you.
Bored the hell out of that guy.